The Department of Justice recently ended a crackdown on academics with ties to China. The China Initiative, as it was called, began under President Trump and was meant to stop the theft of economic secrets. But it also targeted professors, often ethnic Chinese professors, for smaller misdeeds. From member station WPLN, Mariana Bacayao reports on one Tennessee professor caught in this web.
In this class, we will talk about the four kind of the
Professor Anming Hu is a world-renowned nanotechnology expert with two PhDs, two published books, and two NASA grants. But he was unable to work for the past 2 years after the FBI accused him of being a spy for China.
That certainly is a darkness a period of my life. It's very challenging for me, you know, to understand what really happened to me.
It's a complicated case exacerbated by a language barrier. It started in 2018. FBI agents turned up at Hu's office asking about a lecture he'd given in China.
I know I shouldn't discuss with them without a lawyer. At that moment, I don't know this. I don't know my right.
The agents thought Hu could be a spy, and if he wasn't, he could become their spy. They urged him to go to a conference being held in China and report back to them afterwards.
I see. I don't want to go because I'm pretty busy.
Hu told them he had a full teaching load at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and was in the process of applying for a NASA grant. Months later, Hu was boarding a plane for an international conference in Japan when Homeland Security stopped him. After 40 minutes of questioning, Hu was going to miss his flight. So the agents gave him a choice: stay in America with his phone and laptop, or leave for Japan without them.
I decided to go without a computer, without my cell phone, just with luggage.
Hu wouldn't know it for some time, but the FBI had honed in on the NASA grant he mentioned in their first encounter. The space agency has restrictions on collaborating with non-American companies and universities, and Hu has a summer job at his alma mater, the Beijing University of Technology. The FBI was aware of his grant application before he submitted it. Agents told the University of Tennessee, Knoxville to approve his paperwork. UTK got the money to fund the grant research, NASA got the results, and Hu got arrested. In the summer of 2020, Hu was in house detention with a mountain of legal fines, no source of income, and no family in town, since his lives in Canada.
And almost every day, I try to communicate with them. And each night, I try to tell the one story to my daughter. I haven't saw her over 2 years.
Hu was one of more than a dozen academics tried for research integrity under the China Initiative, though the program's mission was to uncover and prosecute economic espionage. By the time the trial began in the summer of 2021, the FBI hadn't found any evidence that Hu committed economic espionage or that he intended to defraud NASA.
I've covered federal cases for 20 years, and the feds generally put together an airtight case.
That's investigative reporter Jamie Satterfield.
But in this case, their primary investigative effort was to do a Google search.
A university administrator testified that the FBI told her Hu was hiding his ties to China. So when the agents told her to send his grant proposal like normal, she asked the university's legal counsel for advice.
And she says, I'm concerned about this. I'm about to put my name on something these agents are saying is a fraudulent act. And she was told to do it anyway. And so she did.
Hu's trial ended in a deadlock last summer, and by the fall, a judge had thrown out his case. But the government's actions have had lasting effects. Professor Anqi Lin is the director of the Lieberthal Rogers Center for Chinese Studies at the University of Michigan. She found that 60% of Chinese-American researchers are now uncertain about their future in the U.S.
I have absolutely seen the movement from the university being really supportive and helpful and proud of its international collaborations to an environment in which every collaboration is sort of reviewed and double reviewed.
Anming, whose wife told him he should leave the U.S. immediately after the trial, but he wanted to stay.
I want to continue in the U.S. I shouldn't give up. I don't want to give up. I want to continue.
In a statement, the University of Tennessee Knoxville provost says the school is pleased and grateful to welcome Hu back to the faculty. He now has tenure, back pay, and $300,000 to rebuild his lab. The Department of Justice ended the China initiative earlier this year, but Anshi Lin says some people charged under it are still being prosecuted.
I think if we begin to see that these cases that the Justice Department says they still have confidence in, if we begin to see that those cases truly have some substance to them, and or if the Justice Department really starts dropping cases where they don't have good evidence, that will tell us that it's over.
The Justice Department didn't reply to our requests for comment, and Hu remains skeptical of the department.
I don't think that right now is the justice. Before we learn the lessons, before we take the action to avoid a similar case happened in the near future, that's not the justice.
For Here and Now, I'm Mariana Baca-Yao.